A Greensboro family will not lose their 300-acre farm over claims that they owe $1,500 of interest on a tax debt. And a 66-year-old woman will get her house back after the Village of Orleans seized it over a $6,500 tax bill. Both cases are tied to tax sales, a process municipalities can use to collect unpaid taxes, but can also lead to people losing their homes. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors first took a look at tax sales in March, and he's back now with some updates on the cases he highlighted and some legislative changes to the process. Hey, Liam.
Hey, Jen.
Liam, can you briefly remind folks what a tax sale is and how it works?
So towns can sell a resident's property at a public auction if they fall behind on their taxes. The proceeds from that sale are then used to cover the unpaid taxes. Now, homeowners don't immediately lose their property. They have a year to redeem the home, which means paying the debt, and that debt then includes also fees and interests that are wrapped into it. Now, if the homeowner doesn't redeem their property, then the winning bidder gets the house. The tax sale investor also gets to collect 1% interest per month on their winning bid. And this is meant to get people to buy properties at these auctions because, remember, the whole tax sale process is designed for towns to get unpaid taxes that they need for their budgets. But critics say that the tax sale process lacks guardrails and that two recent legal cases highlight these problems.
Liam, in March, you wrote about the Shatney family, who own a farm in Greensboro. At the time, they were facing a lawsuit where a New Hampshire company was demanding their farm over claims of unpaid interest related to a tax sale. Remind us about that lawsuit.
So the Shatneys fell behind on their taxes, and they owed the town of Greensboro around $8,100. Their farm and the property was sold at a tax sale, meaning the family was at risk of losing their $500,000 farm over $8,100 of debt. Now, the town sold the property at the tax sale to Rocco Realty for $24,000. The Shatneys eventually paid what they owe, and they got that number from what the town said they owed, and they thought they had redeemed their home. But then they were served a lawsuit where Rocco Realty claimed the Shatneys didn't pay all the interest and that the town of Greensboro didn't properly calculate that interest. The company said the Shatneys still owed $1,500, and Rocco Realty didn't just ask for that interest. They asked for the deed to the Shatneys' farm.
Now, the Shatneys did not lose their home. Liam, how did this case resolve?
The court ruled that since the Shatneys paid the amount the town told them that they needed to pay to redeem their property, even though there might have been an error in the interest calculation, the town couldn't force the Shatneys to hand over their deed because the Shatneys had paid what they thought they needed to pay. So the lawsuit shifted over to a debate about the amount of interest that was owed to Rocco Realty, but eventually the parties agreed to settle rather than continue the litigation over a relatively small amount of money. The Shatneys did have to pay $1,000 to go towards the legal fees that were incurred by their mortgage lender, but that got rolled into their home loan. I talked to Christine Shatney recently, and she said that resolving the lawsuit was removed a huge weight from their shoulders.
It was a huge relief because we went for months there not knowing how things were gonna work.
The Shatneys weren't the only Vermonters recently tied up in legal fights around tax sales. Vermont Legal Aid sued the town of Barton and Village of Orleans earlier this year after the village seized a woman's home through a tax sale. Liam, what happened in that case?
So the lawsuit claimed that Penny Flynn wasn't given proper notice about the tax sale. She was living in Florida for the winter and didn't get the notices about the tax sale and believed that her daughter, who was living at the home, was covering the taxes. And what ended up happening was the town and the village settled the lawsuit. The village is going to give Ms. Flynn back her house. The village had taken that home, which was assessed at $79,000 for a $6,500 debt. Now, even though Flynn has her house back, there's a lien on it which can go away once Flynn pays the tax debt on the property.
Governor Phil Scott signed a bill this May that made some changes to the tax sale process. What's different?
Advocates hope that some of the changes that were made are going to help avoid situations like what they saw with Penny Flynn and with the Shatneys. And those changes include a couple of things. Towns need to send 30 days of notice to homeowners before a tax sale. Towns also have to pin a notice to a house if certified mail bounces back. And they also have to tell people when the redemption period is ending. That's the period after the tax sale happens where someone has an opportunity to repay their debt. Another change is that towns have to offer repayment plans plans prior to the tax sale process, and those plans need to take into account factors that led to a person's delinquency. The Vermont League of Cities and Towns is generally on board with the changes, since they say it codifies best practices for municipalities. The league is concerned with one provision, though, that requires towns to wait until homeowners are a full year behind on their taxes before initiating a tax sale. That group's executive director told me that could allow large amounts of debt to build up and saddle municipalities who need those funds for their budget.
That's Vermont Public Reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks so much.
You bet.